We played at war constantly. Japs versus Marines, GIs versus Krauts. In high school, I got hooked on Napoleon. I read various biographies and studied his campaigns. As a 17-year-old freshman in Naval ROTC, I took a course on naval history, starting with the Greeks and ending with World War II in one semester. My instructor had been a submarine skipper in the Pacific, and we all worshipped him. More important, he was a gifted teacher who loved the Navy and history. Although I was a pre-med student with plans to take up my father's practice in Whitewater, Wisconsin, I found the history course to be far more interesting than chemistry or physics. But in the second semester of Naval ROTC, the required course was gunnery. Although I was an avid hunter and thoroughly familiar with shotguns and rifles, the workings of the 5-inch cannon baffled me. So, in my sophomore year, I switched to Army ROTC. Also that year, I took a course entitled Representative Americans, taught by Professor William B. Heseltine. In his first lecture, he announced that in this course we would not be writing term papers that summarized the conclusions of 3 or 4 books. Instead, we would be doing original research on 19th century Wisconsin politicians, professional, and business leaders, for the purpose of putting together a dictionary of Wisconsin biography that would be deposited in the State Historical Society. We would, Heseltine told us, be contributing to the world's knowledge. The words caught me up. I had never imagined I could do such a thing as contribute to the world's knowledge. 45 years later, the phrase continues to resonate with me. It changed my life. At the conclusion of the lecture on General Washington, I went up to Heseltine and asked how I could do what he did for a living. He laughed and said to stick around, he would show me. I went straight to the registrar's office and changed my major from pre-med to history. I've been at it ever since. General Eisenhower liked to speak of the fury of an aroused democracy. It was in Normandy on June 6, 1944, and in the campaign that followed, that the Western democracies made their fury manifest. The success of this great and noble undertaking was a triumph of democracy over totalitarianism. President Eisenhower said he wanted democracy to survive for all ages to come. So do I. It is my fondest hope that this program, which in its essence is a love song to democracy, will make a small contribution to that great goal.
From Simon & Schuster Audio, The Victors, Eisenhower and His Boys, The Men of World War II, by Stephen Ambrose, read by Cotter Smith.
At the beginning of World War II, in September 1939, the Western democracies were woefully unprepared for the challenge the totalitarians hurled at them. The British Army was small and sad. The French Army was large but inefficient and demoralized, while the American Army numbered only 160,000 officers and men. It ranked 16th in the world, right behind Romania. The totalitarian armies of Imperial Japan, the Soviet Union, and Nazi Germany, meanwhile, larger and better prepared than their foes, were winning great victories. The only bright spots for the democracies were the British victory in the Battle of Britain in the summer and fall of 1940, but that was a defensive victory only, and Adolf Hitler's decision to attack his ally Joseph Stalin in the spring of 1941. Because of these events, the apparently certain totalitarian victory of May 1940 was now in question. Perhaps the democracies would survive, perhaps even prevail and emerge as the victors. That depended on many things, but most of all on the abilities of the British and Americans to put together armies that could challenge the Japanese and German armies in open combat. That required producing leaders and men. Dwight David Eisenhower became the supreme commander of the British and American armies that formed the Allied Expeditionary Force. His personality dominated the AEF. In the vast bureaucracy that came to characterize the high command, he was the single person who could make judgments and issue orders.